This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
Hello and welcome to the Optimize We podcast, where we share biohacking truths and no BS. I am so excited for this episode because, as I usually say, these are one of my favorite people that are joining as a guest today. But this person is actually truly one of my favorite people, one of my closest friends, and I feel so blessed to know her because she is helping so many women and people around the world. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marisol. How are you today, the Queen of the Thrones?
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm really, really well and just, you know, enjoying life and just feeling blessed in every single moment that I'm able to share the wonderful world of castor oil and castor oil packs with women all over, which has just been such an awesome dream come true.
You are living a life that has obviously been, like you said, a dream come true for you, but living a life that is so purpose-driven. How did you get to start Queen of the Thrones?
Well, it's funny because the funny thing is that it is a dream, but there's also lots of parts that are nightmares within it. So just what I want to preface to people, because I think people often think like, oh, you know, like they have it all, instant success or what have you, but it sure wasn't that way. And for me, and there's many times in the day where things can become a little nightmarish, but it's the thing is that I think that when you, well, I know that when you're on purpose and that you're moving towards a goal that really means something to you and that you know is going to have such transformative abilities, it's really, really easy to get through the hard stuff and just keep on moving forward. And so for me, what really led me to the journey of castor oil and castor oil packs was, number one, I've always been super fascinated with natural health and healing and herbs and, you know, everything that we can do to self-empower ourselves first and foremost, and then go for the drug or the other conventional type of treatment that, you know, is always available to us. But I've always just been a fan of like, let me go natural first. And so in my early career, I was super blessed and I ended up landing a job working for a natural homeopathic pharmaceutical laboratory. And there I got to meet a variety of different practitioners, naturopaths, chiropractors, all kinds of people, health food store owners. And I personally was dealing with health that wasn't so great. So I was like hormonally a mess. I was anxious. I was really like feeling outside of my body. I felt completely disconnected and disembodied, actually, for the majority of my life. And the interesting thing was that whenever I would ask someone in this field to, you know, what should I do? What should I try? What supplement? What this? What that? You know, the most unlikely answer always came. And it was kind of ironic that it was always the same answer. It wasn't take magnesium, take GABA, take this. It was do a castor oil pack, do castor oil packs, start working with castor oil, start applying oil to your body. And I'm like, boy, this is just so weird. And honestly, like looking back, I understand why now, because now I have so much more of a different level of knowledge about oil and the use of oil in self-care. And castor oil, for sure, so much more knowledge than I did 20 years ago. But what I realized was that I had all these barriers to actually wanting to do castor oil and castor oil packs. And for some reason, something inside me was stopping me. And I think it was probably because maybe something internally knew that the minute that I started using castor oil and castor oil packs was going to change my life. And probably, as many of us, you know, sometimes we become our own biggest saboteur and we're not necessarily ready for the change. So then we don't jump into the thing that everyone is telling us to do or that everyone is talking about, which is really what happened to me, was that for, you know, over a decade, everyone was telling me to do castor oil and castor oil packs. And I was just so stubborn. I was like, forget it. There's got to be an easier supplement. There's got to be an easier something else to do. And reality was the only thing that was stopping me was the fact that it was messy and uncomfortable to do and challenging and took a lot of steps. And once I, you know, had, or actually once I was forced to actually do a castor oil pack, because what ended up happening is I said, no, for 10 years. even to the point where I decided to go back to school to become a naturopathic doctor because I want to fix myself. I still keep saying no to castor oil, pox and castor oil. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. There's so many reasons I don't want to do it. And then in my last final year of naturopathic college, sure enough, I get completely sick, so burnt out to the point where I just could not even get out of bed. It was that severe. And at that point, I ended up saying to myself, like, oh my God, like, what am I doing here? I'm in my final year of naturopathic college. I'm going to be teaching and telling people what to do with their health in terms of natural things and food and diet and exercise and supplements. And I can't even get myself organized. Right. So I started telling.
That's always how it is. So, it's the nightmare pain that usually drives us to find the right solution and the dream fix, I guess. Yeah. And I was thinking while you were talking, like for 10 years, you're avoiding the thing.
Avoiding it
is going to, and it's not a painful thing. It's not a really difficult thing. You know, maybe it's a little messy. Maybe you didn't really know how to use it because it's an easy, kind of simple, magical tool. Yeah. So what was happening in your life, in your practice? I mean, obviously you went back to school, you became a naturopathic MD, you're living in Canada, you're working with all of these people, you finally find castor oil. Like how important was this in your practice?
It was so important. Like I was doing, like, and nowhere to lie, I was doing everything right. And you know, this is such a common story for people where they're like taking all the right supplements, doing all the right exercises, eating all the right foods, seeing all the right doctors, doing all the colon hydrotherapy, IV, infrared sauna, whatever. You know, I was doing everything. And I was spending a lot of money doing that as well. But the reality was that I just wasn't feeling any better. And I was to the point where all I could do was sleep. Food would either like just completely run out of me as soon as quickly as I ate it, or just feel so uncomfortable and just so stagnant and stuck in my body. And everything just felt so uncomfortable in my skin. And you're right, like the castor oil pack, it isn't that cumbersome. It isn't that messy. But what it was I just needed an easy way to do it to get over the hump of my objections, which is what I realized is that whenever I approach anyone, especially when I was in clinical practice, like right now I'm no longer, but when I was, there was always all these hurdles that people just actually make for them own selves. So I've read this book written recently called The Mountain Is You. And what I realized is that we create our own hurdles in life and in healing and in wellness, because there's signs telling us to do things all the time. And we're just not listening to those signs, you know? And I had so many signs of your eyes to castor oil and castor oil pox. Like it was hard to deny it. Like I started thinking about castor oil and castor oil pox in my early 20s and I hadn't stopped and I kept learning about them. But for some reason, I just wasn't taking the step to do them. But then at that moment in time when desperation, you know, meets decision, which is what happened to me, was that I said, screw this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to create my own easy way to do it. I'm not going to like wait to find the things that I need to make it perfect. I'm going to do it messily. I'm going to figure it out. And that's exactly what ended up happening. It ended up being the seed of what created Queen of the Thrones. Because when I ran back feeling better than ever after, you know, only a month's time, months to 3 months time, which I was told at the time, like I was dealing with Epstein-Barr virus, mono, a form of mononucleosis. I had like multiple chemical sensitivities, mold issues, like you name it, I was dealing with it. Hormone problems, PCOS, thyroid, everything. Insomnia, all of it.
Isn't it crazy that the healers of the world are usually the ones that get all the stuff? Because like you were saying, the mountain is you. You have to figure out how to heal yourself first before you can heal someone else. And that's true wisdom. It's not just experience. It's not just education. It's not just the knowledge. It's the combination of both. You have the knowledge now. You have the education and you have the experience put together, and that's true wisdom.
It 100% is, because you know I would not be able to explain as easily as I do explain castor oil pox, and I wouldn't be able to, like, I wouldn't have the push or the drive to explain it if I didn't know it was going to do some good transformation for people. Like for me, completely.
So explain it to me like I'm five, you know, like that whole website ELI5.
Explain it,
Dr. Marisol. You are the expert in castor oil. Tell us what the heck it is, what it does, and why it's such a magical healing application.
honestly. Like, and the thing that now I can only speak within Castrol Pox in terms of like energetic medicine and such, just due to like the FDA does not want me to speak in terms of other areas, but I'm going to speak in terms of energetic. And then from there, people can research it and find there's so many resources that talk about it, but I'm limited because of my company connection. I can speak about it energetically, but honestly, I feel at the end of the day, energy is everything anyways. And that the big missing key and link to healing is in the energetic side of our wellness, which we often forget because we always just focus on the physical body and what the physical body needs. But it's much more, it's beyond the physical. And that's what I learned the first time I did a castor oil pack, was that here I was treating everything and trying to fix everything from a physical perspective. So I was taking all the supplements, like I said, the food, the exercise, doing all those right things, all those physical aspects. But what I wasn't addressing was I wasn't addressing my energetic body. And my energetic body, even though I would try to do things like meditation, every time I sat down to meditate, what would happen is I'd get anxious. I would get, you know, almost a mild form of a panic attack. My breathing would go completely off. I could not regulate myself no matter how hard I tried. I couldn't even just sit there and try to breathe. So I would always fail at meditation. And even though I knew it was very important to do that because that was going to be part of what would be healing. So when I put the castor oil pack on, that was the very first moment in my life. I remember that night I'd sewn up the pack like an old trade show bag. I put a tea towel in between of the trade show bag and little straps on it. And I went and I put it on my body. And what I realized was this, was that, boom, there was an immediate shift in my system from this kind of a state. I'm going to do it with in imagery, which is like I'm in my head. There's like a mild shaking vibration in my body. I can't.
Frenetic,
exactly. Like that is kind of like, where do I go? Like truly like a trauma stress response, basically being in like fight or flight or freeze or fawning, right? Which is the same sensation that you have within your body. And when I put that pack on my system, it literally felt like the sky opened up and angels began to sing. And, you know, it behooved me because I was like, how can this piece of organic cotton cloth and castor oil, which was the whole reason why I was objecting to do it in the first place, was because I'm like, how can this piece of cloth with oil do anything transformative for my body? But oh my God, did it ever transform me? It was actually, that was the very first moment I ever felt embodied in my system, which I'd never felt embodied in my body, which is why I couldn't do meditation, because here meditation is all about feeling in your body. So if you can't feel anything in your body, how on earth are you ever going to be able to like sit there and meditate and breathe and just feel the sensations that are going through your system? And that's why I couldn't. And that's why for, you know, hundreds and thousands of people and millions of people out there who can't meditate and who may be trying, you know, a castor oil pack can be a gateway to help you learn how to get embodied, get into your system and feel yourself in your body. And when that happened, yeah, well, the thing is, being embodied is the place where we feel the most safe, the most comfortable, the most secure. Like, it's like the sky opened up and the angels began to sing. You feel connected to the universe. You don't feel alone anymore. So in a matter of moments of me putting that pack on my body, that's what I felt within my system. And I was like, whoa, like I want more of this drug, you know, like this is like really, really good because I'd never felt that before.
You know, there's all sorts of clinical. So, I mean, it sounds crazy. Like you said, it sounds like some woo woo craziness. You know, you put this magical oil on your body and all of a sudden you feel at peace. You go from sympathetic to parasympathetic. Like there's a lot of devices and technologies and things out there that claim to do the same thing, that cost tens of thousands of dollars or thousands of dollars. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But we're all such bio-individual. There's got to be some science behind this too. So I know, and you can expand on this, that when you put something on your skin, especially like a lotion or a cream or an oil, it actually gets into your bloodstream pretty quickly, like within a minute, you know, maybe even 30 seconds. And so castor oil, while it has really great physical healing properties, like you've said, I use it. I use your castor oil every single day on my face, on my neck. At any time I have any sort of like rash or itchy or anything like that, it goes straight on. With, you know, menstrual cramps, you put the pack on and yes, you feel as a woman, because that's the love center, right? That's the healing center. tell me a little bit more about like the clinical aspects of castor oil and why castor oil?
Well, it comes down to like constitutional medicine. If you look at the history of like Ayurvedic medicine and the different constitutions and the doshas. So like if someone's a vata or a pitta or a kapha, the skin is controlled by vata. And vata, which is air, wind and ether basically, think of its nature. It's cold. It's quick. It's all over the place. It's you running around in your mind like a hamster, that wheel that's never stopping. That's vata. And the reality is that the majority of afflictions from both an energetic and a physical perspective, the majority are all caused by the vata energy. So you could be your own natural constitution that you're born with, but then you take imprints on, or because of periods of your life, you can take on other characteristics. And this was fascinating when I learned this, was that vata controls skin. And so this is why, like, you know, hugs are so important, or the touch of a mother, or cuddling your baby. Like, the skin is underutilized in wellness and in healing. When it is controlled by vata, it is the pacifier of vata, so pacifier of that frenetic feeling that we may feel inside of our system. But the other thing that the skin does is that when, like, you've all experienced this, and, you know, I'm just going to give you a hint and you should discover it on your own. But, you know, you've all experienced that moment of time when something feels right and you get like goosebumps on your skin. That's something divine speaking to you, right? That isn't just, oh, I got goosebumps. No, that is literally messages from the universe. And the skin is the way that we connect to the universe and to everything around us. Just think about it. The skin is literally our envelope. And it's underutilized completely, because all we ever focus on is the gut. Is we give more pills, we give more things to take internally, we eat more food or what have you. But the skin is part of the energetic body that we must address it. And this is where castor oil pox fit in, because it's the combination of how the oil, you know, and it's of course a very specific oil, which has a very unique fingerprint of ricinoleic acid, which is its like key ingredient, or what makes a castor oil. It's not necessarily a key ingredient, because there's so many great aspects to castor oil. Like, castor oil is rich in nutrients like vitamin E, even glycerin, which is super good and protective for the skin and soothing for the skin, which is why when you feel anything on your skin, people go and like rub castor oil on. You know, I'm at the point now, I keep on touching myself, because I actually bathe myself in castor oil. So I literally like wash not with soap anymore, but I wash with castor oil. And it has been giving me this glow to my skin, not needing any makeup or anything. And I'm just like, I'm loving it. And especially because I'm aging. And as we age, right, what happens? We get more dry. We get more vata. And this is why women, especially as they're aging, benefit enormously. Men too, because as they age, they get more vata too. But they benefit enormously from castor oil pox. And castor oil pox, what's interesting is in Ayurvedic medicine, castor oil is typically used only to like reduce vata. And so that's why when people are feeling unwell or not good in their body, castor oil pox or castor oil is typically always the go-to wellness choice, because it's going to be the one that's going to pacify vata. And when you pacify this energetic vata, you also, step by step, little by little, the more that you calm down and retrain your vata to be more in balance, the easier you can align your energetic chakras, so your energetic centers of your body. But that takes time. And this is where castor oil and castor oil pox aren't just a quick fix, boom, I'm all better. It's a wellness ritual. It's a practice. It's an honoring of the time with yourself. The cool thing is, you know, before you really had to give it a whole hour and you had to prep yourself up and you had to do all these things to make it like doable. Now, and with Queen of the Thrones, what is one of my superpowers is taking something and taking the complicated and distilling it down to simplicity and making it really, really simple. Because there's, you know, in this biohacking world, there's a lot of practices I want to do. I want to take a bath every night. I want to take a cold bath. I want to take a hot, cold shower. I want to use my infrared light. I want to do everything, right? Of course, because I want to maximize my opportunity for wellness and growth and longevity. But when things are complicated, it's impossible to add it into your routine. And that was really probably one of the biggest barriers to the castor oil pox. So making it simple and just providing people with also the best quality oil, because there's some quality things we have to be careful about with castor oil. And then also with the castor oil pots, just making sure that people have the best quality and accessibility to that. You know, it transformed my life so much that I could not see myself doing anything but this, to tell you the truth.
You are literally the embodiment. You are the human form of castor oil.
Literally.
I mean, I'd have to give you some quick props, because as a technologist and as someone who says the exact same thing, that I take the complicated and make it easy to understand and easy to execute, right, in your life. And that's really what this podcast has been dedicated to, is demystifying a lot of, you know, the stuff in the industry that people are gravitating towards because they want that quick fix. They want that magic pill. But the props that I want to give you is that you just made Ayurvedic medicine really easy to understand. You just talked about energetic transformations in a way that I think even mainstream people who have never heard of chakras or energy before will also understand. And the first thing that you said coming out of the gates was so important for everyone who's listening, and it was really important for me specifically to hear today, that the biggest barrier for healing and for health optimization is your damn self.
And you.
And once you can understand that, it is not just a one-time understanding. Just like loving on the largest organ in your body, which is your skin.
Right.
And love and minimizing, you know, that frenetic energy embodying yourself and putting yourself into parasympathetic. It starts with the understanding that you are the only barrier to feeling good, to optimizing your health. It's up here. It's not here. We spend so much of our lives thinking about how can we get better, thinking about what's the problem? Is the problem somebody else? Is the problem, you know, over there? Is it that person? Did someone do something to me? No, the problem is you, because you're up here. You're not here. When you're meditating, you don't meditate from your brain.
No, not at all. You're in your heart.
Shutting down.
Yeah.
You meditate from your heart. And also from your gut. Your gut is really your second brain. And that's where I found castor oil to be so helpful, because as you mentioned, you would eat something and it would run right through you. That was always my problem my entire life until I understood that my gut was leaky. And castor oil, even though, you know, you're mostly applying it topically, can actually, there are a lot of clinical studies. There's a lot of things you can do in conjunction with castor oil, with food as medicine and other things. Meditation for gut health.
Because the key is this, right? Is, as I said, it's not a one-time thing, because what I learned very, very early on in my career was that the biggest, beyond us being the mountain in front of us, which is what we need to get out of the way, but the other issue is just that within our society, we've been trained, and this kind of is society's fault, and it's something that we have to actively take back our power, is that we've been trained to be in the stress state consistently. We don't have the natural fluctuations that used to occur when people lived out in, you know, in their farm, where they would have periods of stress and work and, you know, tilling the land and planting the seeds and being out in the sun and exposure, and then coming home, relaxing, having a meal with the family, going back out. Like, there wasn't that natural shift between, you know, my body is being challenged, my body's in the relaxed state, my body's being challenged. And ultimately, our goal as biohackers, or really even, like, I don't know if I love the term biohacking. What I really love is like aging on purpose. Like, I want to age on purpose. Mm. And the reality is the learning that yes, castor oil pots are part of it, but there's other things too. There's like that yoga practice that you do, that you practice soft and gently moving your body into the relaxed state, not always with a goal in mind of getting the most amount of muscle. Like, you know, like it's not about that. It's more about like, how do we bring back that gentle calmness into the system? Meditation, yoga, castor oil packs, but also other practices like oiling of the body. Whenever you oil the body, you calm the vata, you calm the system. The system feels soothed and good. And isn't that kind of what we all want out of life, is to feel soothed and to feel good and to feel safe and secure? I know for me, like, those are the underlying emotional traumas that kept me really stuck in really unhealthy places. And really, truly, it's what I constantly focus on, is how do I shift that? And how do I move myself into that space of loving kindness and compassion towards myself, which can be very hard to do in our modern world.
It's almost impossible these days with all of this information and war and fear and and relationships are suffering. And the thing that I always come back to is prayer. And when you have a daily practice of prayer, no matter who you're praying to, I mean, I pray to God and to Jesus, but when you're praying, you're replacing that fear with faith. And if you can stack the hack of, while you're praying, rub some oil on your body, apply castor oil pack. It's actually what I do. And so I'm going to be 44 soon, maybe, in a couple of months. And
maybe.
I'm thinking about like when this is going to air. So in a couple of months, I'm going to be 44. And when I was 24, 20 years ago, I was almost at the height of my career. I was actually heralded in Forbes and in Cranes. And I thought, this is amazing. I was making like over $200,000 a year. I was working in tech. I was speaking on stages, and then I started my own business, and I was a top entrepreneur and a top female. And then I had children, and then my whole life just kind of came to a crashing halt. So no matter where you are in your life, I actually look better now at 44 than I did at 24. And I give you a lot of credit, because I literally nonstop since I've met you.
Yeah, great.
I've been using castor oil every single freaking day. It has become such a beautiful part of my skincare routine, but also my self-care routine. I have like reversed my age, my physical age on my face, at least 5 years, maybe even more.
Impressive. Yeah.
And I'm not really wearing any makeup.
Luke and I are both like, that's the thing. You and I are both like, I had no makeup on right now, like absolutely nothing. And like, sure, Zoom can make you look nice. Do you say that sometimes Zoom can make you look a little bit nicer? But like, I'm impressed. Like, I just turned 47, and I can definitely say, like, I look at myself and I feel that I look a lot better than I ever did in my 20s or in my 30s. Like, if anything, I felt I was drained. I was not well. There's a lot that was lacking of my luster. I had no luster, was what I was missing. And I feel that like castor oil has really brought that luster back into my life. And now, I just keep the journey going and exploring it and wanting to teach other people, because, for me, I've been able to reduce like 8 or 9 products I was using regularly. Like, now really on my bathroom countertop is castor oil. Like, that's what I use in my shower, castor oil and my shampoo, and my toothpaste and toothbrush, and which I also put castor oil on. So I basically, on every aspect of my routine, am using castor oil. So bottom line is that I've replaced so many of the beauty care products that I was buying, and saving so much money, and going to something that's completely natural without all the fake ingredients, which is something that I'm trying to do in all aspects of my life right now. Because this is the thing that happens, and you know this very well too, is that once you start down this avenue and you start moving away those mountains out of your way, and you move that mountain out of your way, what ends up happening is it's very easy to keep going down the mountain, because now you're starting to become aware of all these different things. Like, I changed over all my clothing. I only am using now cotton clothing and wool and wool silk, just completely natural fibers, right? Like, right now, this is like a silk scarf, and this is like a cotton tank top, and I'm wearing 95% organic cotton yoga pants, right? With like maybe a little bit of spandex because you can't get away from it completely. But the bottom line is you just keep on doing better and better and better by yourself. And because you've been showing love and appreciation for yourself.
And it's easy to go down that rabbit hole once you start to feel better. Most of the time, and we talk about this a lot on this podcast, people change because they have to. Whether it's because, you know, like you and I, we got really sick, or you're taking care of somebody else, you're a caregiver, or your relationships are a mess, or your business is a mess, or, you know, you're broke, or whatever it is, right? But once you start to shift that and you start to feel better, it almost becomes like a drug, like you're saying, it's addictive. And so you want to just keep doing more and more and more. Not to the extent of like Brian Johnson, who, you know, is spending $2 million a year and was just chatting with Kris Jenner on her show, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians about how she can reverse her age. Those people have tons of money and they're getting a lot of, you know, free stuff because every product company on the planet, no matter how expensive it is, every red light company and whatever, they're sending it to Brian Johnson, sending it to Kris Jenner, so that they can promote them. But for us, for all of us who have been living in, like you were saying before, you know, you've got nightmares every day in your life. And just because you're happy and just because you're moving down the right path doesn't mean you're not going to come across another nightmare.
Oh, no, 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 no. If anything now, it's not that I have an expectation of the nightmare. It's just that I know I can deal with it. You know, I have confidence and faith in self. And I know that I have the tools. I have the tools to, you know, if I were to get too stressed, I can calm myself down. I can do the things that I need to do in order to get through whatever is happening in the world, right? Where before, and where most people are, and I realize this strongly in clinical practice, is that most people are just constantly stuck. Even though they do have tools and they know they have tools, they just can't get themselves to go and do it and make it happen. And so for me, I think that is the big delineation. And one of the things that I'm working with constantly with Queen of the Thrones to get people to just like not only just buy the product, because it's very easy to buy things when an influencer is talking about castor oil packs, Brian Johnson, whoever it may be, the Kardashians, the one of the most recent, you know, Hollywood starlets, Brooke Burke, she's like a model. I'm sure you recognize her. And you know, she's been doing like castor oil on her belly and because people love the fact that, yeah, castor oil does help to improve the appearance of what your belly looks like when you wake up in the morning. It does. Like you cannot deny it because when you wear a pack and you hug yourself all night and you give that kind of love, of course it's going to look better.
Right.
That's like just a natural thing. But you see these like these people doing it, and then we see people buying the product, but we don't see people going through and actually doing it. So if any message that I could send to people is definitely number one, what you said is like stock that hack. I love that because it's so true. Like if you're praying, even if you're cooking, I used to have patients when they were, if they were dealing like with things like irritated bowels or not feeling well in their gut, I'd get them to do their castor oil packs while they were cooking. Right. Just because they have to cook a healthy meal. So let's just do the castor oil pack and just stack that. Right. That is ultimately the key. And I think probably the reason why I wanted to make the pack so easy to do was because I knew if there was all of these hurdles to people doing the castor oil pack. It was you have to go buy the material. It's going to be messy. You got to boil the oil. You got to do all these 12 steps. If people need a win right away. You need a win. You need a win. You need to feel good. You said it yourself. You need to feel good. The minute that you feel good, that gives you the energy and the ability to do more and add more onto that. But only if you feel good. Yeah. Only if you feel good. And that's why.
Let's take 5 minutes. Tell us exactly what to do each day. Like I bought the oil. I bought the packs. You know, I want to create something no matter where I am in my cycle or where I am in my life, whether I'm on vacation or whatever, like what's the easiest foundational thing I can do with castor oil?
To me, like beyond the beauty, because I think the beauty is cool and awesome, but I think what supports the body and changes the wellness greater than anything is the castor oil packs. And if you don't know where to start on your liver and start on your eyes, because in that way you're getting not only the liver and the abdomen, the belly, you're also getting your eyes, which, you know, also helps for beauty. So we're kind of, you know, doing two things at once here, which I love. We're stacking that hack, as you say.
Well, where is your liver? From your bowel.
So I'm going to stand up. So your liver is basically on your right side. So it's right underneath of your rib cage. So you can see my breast is here. So it's basically right underneath of your breast, in between of that hip bone and your breast. And it's a simple to do. So these are our packs. They're really, really easy to use. They're also easy to clean. We have recently just added in these new inserts so people can purchase these separately. It makes it easier to clean and the pack lasts longer and it saves people money. So I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can make this affordable over the long run for people also and have less of an impact environmentally too, because that's very important because we're part of our earth. So all you do is take this pack. You can either use an easy roller that we created. This is my favorite thing ever. It's made with crystal quartz. I love stones and gems. They're used in Ayurvedic medicine all over the place in natural wellness and holisticism. So I would apply the castor oil like so.
Right on your liver.
On my liver. Let's take it all off. So then I put it all the way to the back and then I put it all the way to the front. And the cool thing about this is that this actually gives you the dosage amount that you need, which is basically you want to have like a thin, beautiful layer.
And then I was really good going on. I love the roller because you can roll it all over your face. You can roll it on your arms. It just makes things so much easier. Like I'm so tired of the pumps because like when the pumps get clogged, you're squirting stuff all over the bathroom and then just the ones that have the twist top and then you're pouring stuff everywhere.
The
roller is the best thing ever. All right. So we got your roller. Yeah. Roll it all over.
Roll it all over. And then you place your pack here and then you just take the straps and you just attach. I attach them on front. I'm lean and tiny, but I mean, this really works for anyone's body size. Some people will attach the straps in the back. So really, you just got to figure out what works for you. This pack is meant to fit the curves of the body, right? When I first created Castro packs, I did a square pack. It wasn't as good because you need the curves. So this is excellent because as you can see, it's curvy. So it fits right underneath of that rib cage. Super cozy, super comfortable. You know, I'm literally going to wear this now because I put it on. So may as well.
It's so good for you. So I'm just going to tell how long do you wear this for?
So now that I'm wearing it like this and I'm not going to bed with it, I probably wear it for about an hour is typically the least amount of time that you want to work with castor oil packs. And then the ideal is if you wear it overnight, because if you have the contact of that pack, it's also, I remember I was at a Ayurvedic retreat and one of our clients who's like, oh my God, you're Queen of the Thrones. She came up to me. She goes, you know, I'm always amazed when I put on the pack, how soothing just wearing that pack on my liver is. And it's like, that's a huge part of the ritual that I'm doing of my castor oil pack is just being soothed in my belly. And I go, that's awesome. And I mean, that's part of it. That's one of the reasons why there's things like Band-Aids, like why your kids run to you and are like, mommy, I have a bobo. I want a Band-Aid. Yeah, because when you put a compress or you put a Band-Aid or something on an area, you're focusing all this love and attention in this place. Why wouldn't that feel?
Right. And there is an energetic, I don't know what specifically it is, maybe you do, but when you put something on top and you're wrapping it, it's like going to bed. You know, it's hard to fall asleep without a sheet or a blanket, right?
Yeah.
And you feel tucked in and cozy, you know, and you feel wrapped up. There is some sort of energetic shift.
If you're using a Vata.
Yeah.
Literally think of Vata is like wind. So it's like, think of tremors in the body. Not that it's saying that people have tremors, but internally, a lot of people are feeling in their body that their cells are literally shaking. This is a comment I used to get from patients all the time. And that you know, when they did take moments of peace and quiet, what was really scary for them to stay in those moments of peace and quiet was because they literally felt like their body was reverberating or that they were spinning, right? But that is the Vata aspect in people's systems. And whenever you do anything, clothing does it, a hug will do it, a castor oil pack even more powerfully because of the castor oil and the location on the body, that just soothes your Vata. And soothing the Vata is, I think, a key to wellness in the long run, especially as we age. So that's really the energetic like explanation of it, because our cells are vibrating, like 5G is impacting it, cell phone usage is impacting it, the noises that we're constantly exposed to. Like I'm out here at my cottage area, which I made on purpose in a very, very quiet area, isolated, because I just don't want sound. I don't want sound. I want peace, and I want my cells to be at peace. And that's why things that like red light therapy are excellent with castor oil also, right? Combining those together is great. You know, all these things bring peace and calmness. And then one thing that I love and what I don't want to forget about is telling people about the eye mask, why to wear the eye mask for sleep. Mm-hmm. There is some pretty interesting research in terms of eye masks alone. So any kind of eye mask that you buy, wearing an eye mask of any type actually naturally helps your body to produce melatonin.
Mm.
Outstanding. And this is actually research that was done in intensive care units in hospitals. And you can imagine that people, when they're having problems sleeping, like what are the interventions that you can do beyond big drugs to knock them out? They've been testing is things like earplugs, right? Get rid of the sound, get rid of what's creating the vibration in our cells,
the blue light,
those eyes. Yeah. Right. And the mask. And then, you know, you have the beauty benefit of it is that you're, you know, deeply moisturizing, you're richly nourishing all the area around your eyes and eyebrows and eyelashes as you go to sleep at night. Right. So you're doing a double care for yourself. You're doing both beauty and body when you do the castor oil liver pack and the eye mask. But a lot of it is about turning off our senses and gaining control of them. And castor oil packs. That's why you can do as much magnesium as you want and as much GABA as you want, valerian, chamomile, all these things. But those things aren't turning off your senses. A castor oil pack shuts it down. It hugs it to calm.
I love
so
it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. So simple. You showed us how to get out of our own way.
Yeah.
How to love ourselves and give ourselves the peace and safety and security that we need, and how to do it all in less than 5 minutes. Using a castor pack and a castor oil
eye mask
for bed. And it's super simple. Let it become a part of your nightly routine. Do it while you are, you know, brushing your teeth, saying your prayers, have your red light on.
Doing your yoga. You could even do it during yoga. You know, like I lots of times wear it during yoga.
That's amazing that it stays on even while you're moving around.
And it's nice because I feel, again, especially on those days, I'm always going to go to my castor oil pack whenever I feel unembodied. And so if I'm doing yoga, like I need to feel where my body is, like in space, because I have a tendency to disassociate, and a lot of people do, disassociate, go out of my body, in my brain, and then I'm gone. And then I don't even know what I'm feeling, thinking, like it's intense. And so for me, like the practice that I've learned to nurture and something that I hope to continue teaching to people is how do we get how do we get grounded? And in fact, if there's one word we could say about castor oil packs, they're a tool for grounding. They're probably one of the strongest tools for grounding.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's so important. I mean, I sleep on grounding sheets. You know, I'm doing the same thing, wearing cotton and linen and, you know, trying to stay as organic as possible with the food and everything that we're putting into and onto our bodies. So you're just such a blessing to my life and to so many other people's lives. And if you take one thing away from this today, what should that be? What should that one thing be for people, for listeners?
If you've been hearing about it, if people have been talking to you about it, that is a sign that take that as your sign. Then it's time to get one and start it. Don't just buy it, because we like in our consumable society, we like to buy it. I want you to use it. I want you to try it. I want you to see the benefit that it can do in your daily life and the transformation that you can feel and the centeredness that you can get back, you know, that you might have forgotten about but you can remember it. But it takes those steps. And always buy high quality castor oil and castor oil packs. Avoid Amazon. I'll say that just as a little side. Be careful.
We as consumers, we do need to be increasingly more careful, but we do need to listen. We need to open up our listening and love on ourselves and take that first step. Well, thank you. Dr. Marisol, I love you. You're such a wonderful human. Thank you so much for spending this time with us and for all the things that you do. I really, truly appreciate you.
And ditto back at you, Lindsay. You're doing some amazing work in the world and you are changing all of our lives and transforming so we can optimize, which is truly life, right? Life is about how much better we can make it, I think, every single day.
Every day, every moment.
Every way.